A spokesman of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said Monday that agents detonated the material because it could not be removed safely. Weber County Attorney Dee Smith had the same message at Monday's press conference.
You know, I'm not a bomb expert. I can't tell you if it was a bomb, if it was not a bomb. I can tell you that the guys that have expertise in this area had great concern about it. I've seen cases like this where they immediately remove it and do what they do. This case, they didn't even feel safe removing it.
Smith said that he'll pursue the death penalty against 37-year-old Matthew David Stewart for the fatal shooting of Officer Jared Frankham last week. The shooting occurred after police forced entry into Stewart's home. Stewart and five other officers were wounded. Smith says he believes he has sufficient evidence to file charges, but won't do so until doctors clear Stewart for release from the hospital. He is being investigated on suspicion of aggravated murder, attempted murder, and marijuana cultivation. Smith also says there was no evidence that officers fired upon one another.
I've seen suggestions that maybe there was friendly fire involved here. There's no evidence to suggest that. I think I'll go so far as to say that a number of individuals were wounded as they were giving aid and trying to remove fallen officers from the scene.
Funeral services will be held Wednesday for Ogden officer Jared Frankham, a member of the Weber Morgan Narcotics Strike Force. McCady Hospital says that just one officer remains in critical condition. Two others have been upgraded to fair condition. For Utah Public Radio, this is Mackenzie Hamilton.